Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Yud Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis at the top of the page in the Mishnah. Hayu lefanav shtei kalkulos shel tevel va'ama masus shel zu bezu v'shel zu bezu harishona mu'useres. If a person had two baskets of tevel in front of him and he said, "Let the masus of this be on that and of that be on this," only the first is thereby tithed. Ma'aseres kalkala v'chaverta. If he said, the master of these, each basket's masses are in the other, he has thereby successfully declared their tithes. And the Gemara says, V'tani Allah, noitom en ha-shnia, shtei te'inim, shnei isurin, v'isuri, shal isa. The Gemara quotes the Tosefta about the Mishnah's first case. How does he fix up the second basket? If each basket contains 100 figs, he takes 2 and 2 tenths and 2 hundredths, means 2.22 figs, taking Masurishan, for every 10 figs, one becomes Masurishan, so one fig fixes up 9 figs. Here he's taking Masurishan from basket 2 for basket 1, as well as for itself. So to fix up all 100 figs of basket 1, he has to take 11.1 figs from basket 2. To Masmasa, which is the only part that must actually be removed, is 1/10 of the Masurishan, meaning 1.11 figs. But since he's also fixing up the 100 figs of basket 2, the total to Masmasa is 2.22 figs. This all follows the explanation of the Vilna Gaon.
Shmuel Amar, Loi Matzi Tanisa, In Yosef Chada La'aseh Sarach Mesev Chada La'Masayim, In Yosef Chada La'Masayim, Sarach Mesev Chada La'Elef, In Yosef Chada La'Elef, Sarach Mesev Chada La'aseh Alofim. The Shmuel says the Brisa can't be taught this way. If he separates one part for 10, he's only fixed up 9 of those 10 parts, so he has to still separate a further one part for 100, means 1/100th, for the maserition of that part that wasn't fixed up. If he separates that further one part for 100, he still only fixes up 9/10 of what must be fixed up, and he has to still separate a further 1/1000th for the maserition of that part that wasn't fixed up. And if he separates out that further 1/1000th, he still only fixes up 9/10 of what must be fixed up, and he still has to separate a further 1/10000th for the maserition of that part that wasn't fixed up. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina ala Rishon over Ba'aseh ala Shnia Ba'aseh v'lo Sa'aseh. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina says, for what he did to basket 1, he has negated a positive mitzvah of taking tithes in the correct order, and for basket 2, he's both negated a positive mitzvah and transgressed the negative mitzvah of tithing in order. Ala Rishon over Ba'aseh should cover Shnei Shemes Be'echad. For basket 1, he negates a positive mitzvah because he designated two tithes at the same time. For basket 2, he both negates the positive mitzvah and transgresses the negative mitzvah, because he's designated two tithes at the same time, and because he separated Masa Sheni of the basket 1 before Masa Rishon of basket 2. Amar Belezer, Dumei Omar in a Toifes El Rishon Rishon Bovad. Rabbi Elazar says that the Mishnah taught that if the declarations were made one after the other, only the first basket is tithed and not the second. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said that if someone said two contradictory statements, you only consider the first one.